opportunity ready. God's going to move in your life during this worship service if you allow the Holy Ghost just to flow into your house. Wherever you are on your computer, God will change your life right where you're at. So let's get ready. Father, in the name of Jesus, we set forth the principle, God, that you are first in our lives. God, we declare that this new year, Jesus, we will serve you in a greater dimension than we've ever served you before. And that, God, in Jesus' name, you will use us like you have never used us before. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that today you'll pour out your Holy Ghost. That, Father, today as this new theme that you place in our spirit is revealed to your people, that, God, we will become and move into this new place in you. We give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody in agreement shouted.
Amen.
That wasn't a shout. I said everybody in agreement shouted.
Amen.
Amen. Let's worship Jesus.
Hallelujah. Are you awake this morning? A couple of us are, but let's bless God this morning because he's a great God. Amen. I said he's a great God. He's worthy of our praise. He is good to us. I want to bless God this morning because he is a good God. Amen. You are God and I am not. So take your place above my life. We live. a Savior who doesn't change from year to year. Amen. I said we're singing about a Savior who does not change from year to year. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That is worthy of my praise. I don't know about you, but that is worthy of all the glory I can give him this morning. I want to bless him. My soul longs for him. Amen.
You come like the rain.
Oh, so
Listening to a preacher the other day, and he was talking about things that God had done for him. And in that very week, he had went through three major things in his life. And as I listened to him speak, I saw how his heart was still after blessing God. It wasn't about what happened. It wasn't about the tragedies that he had went through, but it was about the God that he served. And as I listened, I became convicted because one of the things that he said I thought hit me right square. He said, don't take God's miracles as something common. Did you hear me this morning? What God does that is great, don't look at it as something that is common, because we don't serve a common God. And how easy is it for us that when we get caught up in life, we forget that we serve a supernatural God? So it led me to believe that there's one thing that needs to become important in my life on a daily basis. And it's that Jesus is the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, you will always be, you've always been there, Jesus. I want you to sing it with me. Come on. Jesus. Yeah. Come on. I said, Jesus. From beginning to the end.
From beginning to the end.
Yes, amen.
It will always be.
It's always
been. It's all about you. From my heart
Jesus, be the center of this church. Jesus, be the center of this church. And every knee will bow, and every tongue they shall confess you, Jesus. 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 Jesus.
Come on, say it.
Shed for you and me, yeah. Come on, say it again. His name is Jesus. Yes, his name is Jesus. I said his name is Jesus. Last time, his name is Jesus. Come on, from my heart. Here we go.
From my heart to the
let me hear you, church. Come on, proclaim
Jesus.
It.
The Lord would say, because my love is fierce, my love is relentless, and my love is extravagant, that this year many of you will have a shift in your life. That shift is going to come because I am going to touch the passion in your heart. The Lord would say there are many of you that have waned and fallen back, and I have strived to draw you close, but you have continued to put your hand out and say no. God says that this year, I am going to move you. I'm going to shift you. I'm going to touch your heart in a way, and at times, even in relentless love, I will bring you to a quick awakening, even as it was with Saul on the road to Damascus. Because my love is so passionate for you, because my love is so extravagant towards you, I cannot share you, says the Lord. So those who are in love will grow in love, and those that are struggling and wandering, I am going to draw that closer place. So this is the year that many of you should respond quickly to my voice, because I will aspire you to a place you have never been before. And God is taking you to a new field and a new place and a new pasture for greater results in your life. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Father, we just thank you so much that your word is alive and real. God, that you still speak to your people. Lord, I thank you so much for your word and for your power. This morning, Jesus, as we're here on the new day, some last night, God, were out partying, getting drunk. Lord, they're ushering in the new year with liquid. God, we ask for that outpouring of the Holy Ghost. For Lord, we don't want to be drunk with wine where it's an excess, but we want to be filled with the Holy Ghost and with power. Father, we ask that this year, this house, your people, Lord, will be able to just show individuals how good you are. That Jesus, your house will be filled. Next year, Father, as we usher in your presence for the new year, God, we thank you that those things that the world would seem titillating and tasty will be rebutted by us, showing that the things of God are greater than what the devil has to offer. So, Father, we thank you for your house this morning in Jesus' name. We ask that you just bless us today for the glory of God. And everybody said, I said, everybody said, amen. On your way back to your chair, make sure you shake some hands and love on some folks. Come on, don't sit down. If you're a guest with us today, we want to say we love you. Make sure you meet somebody. A lot of friendly folk in this church.
the word.
Don't be this guy.
We'll be having the week of prayer and fasting from January 2nd through the 5th.
Services every night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m.
So make sure you come out for the week of prayer and fasting.
Hey, HT, I'm so excited that you're all joining Next Steps and strengthening your walk with Christ. Our next Step 2 class starts on January 10th. It runs for 8 straight weeks on Tuesday nights from 7 to 8. This is an amazing class where we learn about how our faith relates to our finances. Sign up today at the Hub or go online, histabernacle.com, and sign up.
Good news, starting on January 15th, if you're in 7th to 9th grade, you're going to have your own service. Food, games, and a message. Second service starting January 15th. For more details, you can email us at youth@histabernacle.com or inbox us at UproarHT.
Hey family, I'm just here to remind you about the Uproar Talent Show coming up on February 10th. Tickets are $30 a piece. There will be a full dinner involved and an awesome bake auction. Make sure you show up at 6 for couples portraits and you might be able to win a prize for the Best Dressed Couples Award. Remember, February 10th, 6 o'clock, sign up in the foyer. I hope to see you there. Reaching beyond the skies.
Praise the Lord. There's so much going on at His Tabernacle Family Church. We're so excited that you're here and that God is using you to change other people. Turn to someone and say, thank God for you. Amen. That's so important because we know that God needs you. In fact, we're actually looking for somebody this morning. We're looking for somebody who wouldn't mind doing as a ministry the product table where we do shirts and we do ministry books and things like that, other opportunities. You'd like to do that as a ministry every single week, both services. If that's something you'd like to do, if you'd like to see Brother Terry Keegan, he'll stand up right now and wave at everybody right there. Come see him right after service, and we'd like to get you plugged in. And, man, that would get you here for both services, too. Boy, wouldn't that be fun. Amen? We'd like to welcome all of our guests. Thank you so much for being with us. God is so good. We thank God that you're here, that you've decided to make the first year, the very first service, your dedication to the Lord. You know, it's interesting how many people make New Year's resolutions. As a church, we see it all the time. And what happens is the New Year's resolution lasts usually about a month to a month and a week. And then they stop. We want to encourage you that this is your lifestyle, amen? This is not a New Year's resolution. You're determined to be right with God in 2017. So if you're a first-time guest, we have a gift for you. We want to say thank you for being with us. We're not going to embarrass you, make you stand up, tell us your name or anything like that. But if you're a first-time guest, we'd love to bless you with a gift. If you could just raise your hand, we'd love to have a, they're going to come right to you. Look at, there's a young man right there. Young man right there in the front section. Very good. Could you keep your hand up there, young man, just for a little bit? Is there any other guests this morning, first-time guests at His Tabernacle? Very good, young lady right there. Very good. Oh, I think you just passed her, Doc. Right back there. Could you raise your hand one more time, honey? Very good. Very good. There you go. Oh, she got one. Very good. Anybody else? First-time guest. Awesome. Can we give them a hand clap this morning? Say thank you for being with us. If you're online, we want to thank you for being part of our family. Every single week, between we know 100 computers, but that could be between 100 to 150 people that are watching us every single week. They're part of our online campus. Can you give our online campus a hand clap this morning and say thank you for being with us? We love you. Thank you for being part of His Tabernacle Family Church. Pastor Rhonda.
Amen. How awesome it is to be spending our first hours of 2017, our first fruits in the house of God, worshiping His name, blessing Him, sowing seeds for an amazing 2017. Setting a completely different precedent. And week of fasting and prayer, as it was announced, we have informational sheets for you. They will be handed out as you leave. A lot of people are asking, what is fasting? Why should I fast? What is this all about? Here is a packet that explains fasting and prayer. And if you have never participated, if you want to see something different, you've got to do something different. So I challenge you to Grab one of these as you exit today and participate with a week of fasting and prayer. Amen. As we enter into our time of tithes and offerings right now, how exciting. Our very first opportunity to sow and to give our tithes for 2017. I want to read a scripture to you. It's Proverbs 3, 9, and 10. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all of your increase, so that your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. That is what we have the privilege of doing this morning, is honoring God with our very first fruits. How awesome. The seeds that we are planting right now will bring a harvest. And that harvest says your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow. Your vats will overflow. You know, I don't want you just to put this money in the plate this morning. I want this to be your honor to God, believing that this year, supernaturally, your barns will be filled and your vats will overflow. Do I have any believers in the house this morning in the Word of God? All right, come on. Woo! I wasn't sure if you were still sleeping or not there on me, but I get excited about the Word of God and the power that is in the Word of God. So stand to your feet. We're going to make this supernatural declaration, believing that this year, as we tithe and as we sow, we will see supernaturally the Word of God come to fruition. Did I get muted? Deuteronomy 28, we're going to make our supernatural declaration together. And it says, if I obey, then I am blessed going in. I am blessed going out. Ooh, all right, we just declared we're blessed going into 2017. And we're going to be blessed going out of 2017. I'm getting excited this morning. Blessed going in, blessed going out. Blessed in my storehouse. Blessed in my basket. My barns will be full and my vats will overflow. The blessings have chased me down. They've tripped me up because I'm a child of God. And come on, let's declare it. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Bring your tithes and offerings as we honor the Lord with our first fruits this morning. If you're watching via live stream, click on the giving button. Give your first fruits right along with us.
You are God, I am not. So take your place above my life with everything and all I am.
My life is not my own, so come and take control, 'cause you alone are good. You are good all the time, and your love
the Lord. Wow, isn't God good? I just love giving to the Lord. I think for myself, it's my wife and I just, we actually try every single year to outgive what we gave the year before. And God has been so good to us. We've been so blessed. And I wanted to give a shout out to you from Bishop Bishop Thomas down in Florida, our bishop. He wanted me to say hello and good morning to everybody. They had their New Year's Eve service last night. Now, we haven't had a New Year's Eve service here in about 4 years. And the reason is because we gave it up to the teenagers. The teenagers took over the sanctuary, and they're giving it back. So next year, on New Year's Eve, we're having a New Year's Eve anointing service. Just like we used to, we're going to have a full anointing service. So the theme will be released. What God is going to do, we're going to have it on New Year's Eve, and then we're going to lay hands on folk, and man, everybody's going to get ministered to. It is such a powerful time. Well, this is the year of... No, don't read the back. You don't know what that means. This is going to be the year of the generous church. Amen. Shout it out. This is the year of... Oh, come on. Let's say it this way. This is the year of generosity. Are you ready? This is the year of generosity. But before we get into what the new year is going to unfold to us, I believe it's important that we go back and look at 16. Why? Because 16 is preparing us for 17, and 15 prepared us for 16. You see, the year of 2015 was what? The year of the kingdom. Wow, two people. Glory to God. 2015 was the year of the kingdom. We got into last year, which was kingdom seed. And this year, the year of generosity. God is going to open up some amazing things for your life. And I'm very excited about it, as he's been revealing this to me now probably for the last 5 months. Can you believe that? I love how God just unveils things even well before it's time. The verse for the year is that we had for last year was Psalms 1 verse 3. You shall be like a tree. How many of you are more planted this year than last year? How many of you are more solid this year than last year? Amen. I'm a tree that's planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, and whose leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever I do shall prosper. Now, you see, I believe without any question that seed time and harvest will never pass away. That's a promise found in the book of Genesis to Noah, that seed time and harvest, these principles will never pass away. So we know that the word of God declares, do not be deceived, for God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. If a man sows of the flesh, he shall of the flesh reap corruption. If a man sows of the spirit, he shall of the spirit reap eternal life. There is no question that seed time and harvest work, and that what we've been planting over these years, in fact, I was just praying as a leadership was praying, that it's time to bring in the harvest. Can I hear an amen? Many of you don't remember, but 18 years ago when we launched this church, we used to be at the Arnett Mall on Friday nights. We had a little kiosk, and we were handing out cassette tapes, inviting people and sharing the word with people. Free cassette tapes, glory to God. How many of you remember cassette tapes? I can see all the old people raising their hands, hallelujah. We were handing them out, and we were older, thank you very much. We were handing them out and inviting people to the Lord. We've been at every county fair for the last 17 years, sharing Jesus when nobody else was there. We've been in every parade and every festival that we can get to. Why do we do that? Because we believe that every seed has to produce a harvest. And this last year has been an enormous seed time for the kingdom of God here at His Tabernacle Family Church. Our harvest comes as we choose our seed. This year alone, I just want you to see 2016 alone. We want to give God praise for what God has been doing in our region as we've been planting seeds for the harvest. We have sowed in 4 parades this year. We have sowed the seeds in 3 festivals this year. We have sowed the seed again in the county fair this year. We have sown the seed to pastors and leaders in the Empowering Pastors Summit, where Tommy Barnett was here. I don't know if you know who he is, but he is a general of the faith in the kingdom of God. He'd been here the last 2 years sowing into pastors and leaders. We have sent in over 1,000 youth from the United States at the Uproar Conference. Can I hear an amen? We sowed to over 160 bikers at the Bike Blessing this year. We have sown weekly into the children of Amira from 11 years old, to where so much we planted, so much seed, that they actually had to move the night from Thursday night to Wednesday night because there were so many young people. In fact, they had their highest numbers about 4 weeks ago, where 149 children under the age of 12 rode buses and came in to be part of the ministry that we have at His Tabernacle. And that is the Raw ministry, His kids ministry, and also we are talking about Matthew 25, where we feed them every Wednesday and clothe them. We sowed weekly into the teens of our region, where every single week we bring young people in, down from the city, but also from other areas. We've been sowing with Pastor Cody. Pastor Cody's had the privilege of going into the Elmira High School. I don't know if you know that or not, but he gets to go in every single week and walk in the hallways, eat lunch with them, and they've actually appointed him as a, what do they use? What's the term? They don't. They just let you go. And if he needs to minister to a young person, he's able to minister to them right there at the school. I don't know how many high schools are enabled people to do that. That's powerful. We're sowing into people that we've called, that have called and said, Pastor, I have this need or that. We've been sowing into them. We've sowed into the feeding and clothing the needy all summer long, Monday through Wednesday, in the Parks program. We sowed to the young adults. We started a new young adults ministry this year, and it went from zero to 65 was the last number that they had coming in. Thank the Lord. The young adults getting ministry. We've been able to sow, and we sowed this last year into Rock the City in Elmira, where 198 people accepted Jesus Christ as their personal saviors. We were able to sow a car at Rock the City, and that family comes to church here. Isn't that cool? Oh, no, they didn't come here before. When they got the car, they said, that church is so generous, that's the church I want to go to. They've come here and given their heart to the Lord since that day. We sowed into the streets. I don't know if you know that, but we have street ministry going around and sharing Jesus right down in the streets, knocking on doors and letting people know that we love them. We have sowed in Mexico. I don't know how many folks know that. Just in last year, we sent down Pastor Johnson. And who else went, Pastor Johnson? Pastor Cody went down. And they gave a conference down there on how to worship. And so our team was able to invest in that church. And this house has been sowing into Mexico and how we've been blessing them and encouraging them and strengthening them. We've sowed into the lives of the families of the children through His Kids every single week. Over 260 young people, children under the age of 12, come beyond those doors. They go right over in there and they get ministry, how to love Jesus, how to lay hands on the sick, how to speak in other tongues. That's right. We want them to get baptized in the Holy Ghost while they're young, not wait until they get older. Can I hear an amen? We've sown into hundreds at Harvest Fest. We sowed Christmas into 125 children this year. We sowed thousands. Pastor Andrea, how many thousands of cookies did we give this year? Do you remember? We gave 2,000 cookies this year to the MLK Outreach down in Elmira. This church is a generous church. Can I hear an amen? We sowed for Father's Day, the baseball. We were able to give out gifts with multimedia, and we were able to declare that this is a day that it was a God day, that Father's Day, we were celebrating our Father, our Heavenly Father, with the community right at Dunfield. We've been sowing into television on ABC and CBS for the last 4 years. We've sown into the future with training to the next generation of pastors and leaders with Regent Bible Institute. This has been a year, and I know I'm forgetting stuff. This has been a year where we're just giving and giving and giving, and we're sowing and sowing and sowing. And you know, one of the things that an old preacher said, one of the greatest catastrophes in the church is not that they're not sowing. The devil doesn't mind if you sow as long as you never reap. The devil doesn't mind if you sow. He'll let you sow, but he does not want you to reap a harvest. So he wants you to leave your harvest in the field. And the Spirit of God is saying to the house that this is the year of harvest, that this is the year to bring in the sheaves. This is the year to grab your sickle and scythe and to share and to bring in those that you have once shared the gospel with. God's going to bring their soul to you. You are going to be able to harvest them because of your sowing in the lives of others. We just wanted to show you a quick video clip of some of the things that have happened this year at His Tabernacle Family Church. Amen. Can you give God a hand clap for 2016? It's been an amazing year of sowing, and we're believing, God, that this year, as we're stepping into the year of generosity, for we are the generous church, and that's what we're going to declare every single week. This is the year of generosity. We are the generous church. Can you shout that out loud with me right now? We are the generous church. This is the year of generosity. We are the very good. That's how we're going to shout every single week, because this year God is going to instill in every one of us the very nature of our Father. You see, I believe without any question that God's word is yea and amen. It is truth. Our verse for the year is going to be found in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 25, and this is what the word of God says: the generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself. You see, God is so great. God is so powerful. And this year, many of you have not tasted of generosity. Many of you have gone through struggles and trials and tribulations. But I've got awesome news for the year of generosity. The struggles will become your strengths. Your sadnesses will become your joy. Your failures, God is going to turn to victory. And your family members that you have been praying for, God is going to bring in the harvest. Some of you have been struggling with sicknesses, and God's going to heal your body. Through a miracle, God's going to set you free. You see, God by nature is generous. This is his personality, his character. He is overabundant. Can I hear an amen? Our God is generous, and this is going to be a generous year as God pours his generosity into your life. You see, this year we're also going to learn how to be generous to God. We're going to learn how to surrender more. We're going to learn how to lay our lives on that altar. We're going to learn that those secret places that we have hidden from everybody else, and those little things that we kind of keep control of, that we're going to lay them on the altar of the Lord, that we're actually going to be able to say by the end of this year, as we give our lives in our generosity to our Father, that God is the one who is my life. In him I live and breathe and have my being. It's time for us to recognize that our generosity is going to be towards God this year. You see, I believe without any question that in that generosity, some of you are going to say, Father, I have kept back. Lord, I have not surrendered because I like living in the world. But God is going to draw you with his power and generosity into a place. For it's the goodness of God that leads to repentance. You see, I believe you're going to be more generous in your prayer life. I believe you're going to be more generous in your faithfulness to the house of God. I believe you're going to be more generous with the gifts and the talents that he has given you. I believe you're going to be more generous this year with your finances. You are going to see the generosity of your Father. You're going to hear the word being preached about the generosity of your Father, and you're going to say, I want to be like my daddy. Now, I want you to recognize this, that giving is not the same as generosity. We have a lot of people that give, but they're not generous. And God is going to take you on this adventure to the next level. Can I hear an amen? I can't hear you. Can I hear an amen? I believe this year we're going to be generous to other people, to each other. Turn to somebody and say, I'm going to be generous to you. Come on, tell somebody else, I'm going to be generous to you. You might not even know them. But you see, it's important to recognize that we are the family of God, that we're the household of faith. And God says that we might need to be generous towards each other. We need to take care of each other. When one cries, we all cry. When one rejoices, we all rejoice. When one goes to battle, we all go to battle. We clad ourselves, we grab each other's hands, and we declare that God is for us and not against us. And that generous people with a generous God is going to release the supernatural power of heaven into our lives. God by nature is generous, and we need to be generous to each other. Can I hear an amen? We're also going to be generous to those outside the house in 2017. Even that list that we did, I was talking to Pastor Chad, who's over outreach, and last year we did Rock the City, and that ministry cost this church $45,000 to reach out. The 198 people that gave their heart to the Lord, they're worth every single penny. Can I hear an amen? This year we want to do another one. We want to do one in Elmira, but we also want to start moving back into our own hometown. We want to do one in Thorn Park, and we want to have fireworks. And you know something? That costs a lot of money. And someone said, well, you know, Pastor, we probably shouldn't do that. It's going to strap us. And I said, you know, the moment you start changing vision for money, you're doomed. You see, I believe in God that we're going to have not just one, but we're going to have two outreaches to our community. Many times we just think about Elmira, but Elmira is just one city we're getting our footprint in. What God's going to do is the footprint of heaven is going to be placed right here in Horseheads, New York. It's going to be placed in Corning, New York. It's going to be placed down in Waverly and Sayre. It's going to be placed up in Spencer in those regions. It's going to be placed in Ithaca. You see, God has given us the region. He has not called us to a town. He's called us to reach the loss at any cost. And in this time when Jesus is coming real soon, it's time for the church of generosity. And I'm not talking money, I'm talking heart. You see, when we start giving to the outside, God will always bless a soul-winning church. God always blesses a soul-winning church. We've never been late on a bill. Glory to God. Except for one. We won't get into that one. Pastor Dan lost it on his desk, but we won't say that out loud. That was many years ago. Never been late on a bill. We have the number one rating with Dun & Bradstreet. While many other churches were diving and losing money by literally, we just heard of another church just recently was $30,000 in the negative going into the new year. But I want you to know that even though many over all these years, many churches have lost in finances, God has always blessed this house. And why? Because we're a generous church. We're a generous people that constantly are giving and sowing into other individuals. And God always blesses a soul-winning church. Can you say this with me? We are the generous church. Turn to someone and say, you are generous. Oh, I'm almost done. This is going to be one of the shortest sermons you've ever heard at His Tabernacle Family Church. I see some of you are trying to wake up still. Glory to God. I thank God that you're here. But I want to get into this word generosity. I believe it's imperative that we understand what God is asking us to do, but He's not asking us to do something He Himself does not do. You see, there's nothing worse than getting around somebody who asks you to do something they're not willing to do. But I want you to know our God, by nature, shows us what He does. He is going to teach us by His nature, by His actions, by who He is. In fact, what's amazing, you and I pray according to our understanding of the generosity of our God. Every one of us, our faith level peaks at what we believe the generosity of God is in our lives. You won't pray for blessing if you don't believe that God is generous. You won't pray for healing if you don't believe that God is generous. You won't pray for souls to be saved and lives to be changed if you don't believe that God is generous. And this year, I want you to see, it is going to be a phenomenal unveiling, a revolution, a revelation, an apocalypse in your life, that you will see how awesome our God is. You will understand how generous He is. And that is why the church is generous. That is why you are generous. That is why you and I are the generous church, because of our Father in heaven. The verse for the year is Proverbs 11:25, and I already read it, but it says this: the generous soul will be made rich. That word generous there means this: freely giving more. Everybody shout more. Shout more. Shout more. Freely giving. Now this is the power of God that needs to be unleashed in our lives. Many of us are so worldly minded, we're no heavenly good. You've heard it said the opposite before. You're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. Well, I want you to know, many believers are so worldly minded, they're no heavenly good. What do we mean by that? Because when God asks us to freely give what He generously has bestowed upon us, many of us are hoarders. We hoard what God has given us. They're not our gifts. Can I hear an amen? They're not our talents. Can I hear an amen? Listen, we went over last year one of the greatest messages that I personally have listened to more than once. And that is that we are people of access, not people of ownership. That God has not called us to own anything. In the Garden of Eden, the reason that Adam and Eve stepped out of the promise of God, therefore sinning, was because they took ownership of something that they were not allowed to touch. They grabbed a hold of something that was not theirs. It was God's. And you see, the Lord wants us to recognize that if we are going to be people of access, what is access? Access says this, that you can have all the money in the world, but when it runs out, what do you have? Nothing. But if you have access, what does that mean? That God has said, I want to bless you abundantly above all you could even ask or imagine. That as sons and daughters, He is the owner. He is Adonai. He is our Lord. He is our owner of all things. We are the people that are just taking it and stewarding it for Him. As stewards of the kingdom, we have the capability of stepping into God's blessing, into what God has in heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You see, everything that's in heaven is waiting to be bestowed upon you and I. Everything that God has, God wants to give you. Well, how do you know that? Because God is generous. God opened the door by the blood of Jesus Christ that you and I can step into the blessing and the prosperity of heaven. How can that happen? As you and I learn how to unlock the doors, as you and I step into access rather than ownership. And God is calling us out of ownership and back into access. You see, you will freely give when you recognize it's not yours anyways. Let me say it one more time. You will freely give when you recognize it's not yours anyways. The other day I was walking out. We had purchased a new home this year. And I was walking outside and I looked around and I said, wow, I live in an awesome house. And the Holy Spirit reminded me, it's not your house. It's my house. And I said, yes, God, thank you for allowing me to live in your house. You see, everything that we have is his. When we recognize that, then generosity is no big deal. You see, givers are those who will give what they have. But a person of generosity will freely give what they have capability of accessing. Oh, those are good little nuggets there. You want to grab them. Many of us live and are good givers, but we are not generous because we have not seen God as generous, and we own what is not to be owned instead of stewarding. And the Lord is calling us to a place where we will be generous, freely giving, when the offering is being taken or when somebody is saying they have a situation, when somebody is crying. I'm not even talking money. I'm talking lifestyle. That all of a sudden, out of the generosity of our heart, which means it's going to put us in a place of inconvenience, we will be generous with our gifts. We will be generous with our love. We'll be generous with our kindness. We'll be generous with our caring, not because we have to, not because we carry the name of Christ, but because we recognize that we can freely give what has been given to us to give. The Bible says, as freely as you've received, freely give. Freely giving more of something than is necessary or expected. That is the actual term of generous. You see, when we come to church, we look at our lives and we know that you are expected to be in the house of God. Got real quiet there, didn't it? You're expected to be in the house of God. Somebody said to me last night, I was talking with them. They sent a Facebook message and said, I have a need, and this is what I need. And I said, do you go to church? And they said, well, I can go to church in my own house. I says, well, then you need to talk to God about that, because God was the creator of the church. God is the one who said, don't forsake the assembling of yourself. There's a matter of some is, even in the last, especially in the last days. God is the creator of the church. Christ is the head of the church. He gave five gifts to the church, the apostle, the prophet, the pastor, the teacher, and the evangelist, for the equipping of the saints, bringing brought to unity and brought to maturity, that we can fulfill the very nature and the purposes of heaven. You see, we are people that God has blessed us with. It's not that you have to come to church. A giver will give their life to go to church. But when you're a generous person, it's I got to get to the house of God, because there I'm going to get from my generous God. I'm going to get the access of heaven. I'm going to get a fresh anointing. I'm going to be able to carry it out to the world, because that's my calling. Generosity is giving something more than what's necessary or expected. The generous soul will be made rich. The word rich there literally means this: to be made fat. Which is a word which means this: to be financially blessed, but also to prosper in all areas of your life. You see, the Lord desires, when you got saved, there's a word called sozo, and it's found in the book of James. Sozo means this: it means salvation. But it means a reupholstering of every area of your life. You see, God wants to bring you to a place where there's nothing missing, where there's nothing lacking, and there's nothing broken. God wants you to walk with clarity of mind and a heart that's just beating after him. God wants you to walk so that you're not begging for food, for I've never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed out begging for bread. That God has a plan for your life so you're not wandering around this planet wondering why I'm here. But God has a sincere direction for your life that you will understand what his plan is, so that when you take your last breath, he will say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. We are people of God, and God has called us to generosity by nature because that is his nature. I love that other part, and it says this. It says, and he who waters will also be watered himself. You see, this year, as the generous church, we corporately and personally must make a determination. The seeds we have planted, we refuse to leave in the fields. Some of you stayed up too late. The seeds we have planted, we refuse to leave the harvest in the field. Some of you have been struggling, and man, it's been a difficult year, a challenging year, but you've been consistent with your planting, consistent with your seed. And God wants you to know that he will always honor the seed, and you will reap what you have sown. And it is going to be a phenomenal year, individually and corporately. It'll be a year of absolute abundance for many of us, and what I'm believing for, and Sister Shirley prophesied this morning, that we will see thousands and thousands of people. I'm believing for thousands of people in this house, not one or two, not five or ten, not 100, not 1,000. I'm believing that we're going to be able to take this region back for the Lord Jesus Christ, that even when the political system needs help, they're going to come to God's house and say, what do you think? What should we do? The economy will rise because entrepreneurship will rise within the body of Christ, and there'll be finances and hiring, and God will bring in people that will just excel this region in Jesus' name. There was a video many, many years ago about a little village down in Central America that started to tithe. They started to give. And what happened was this. As they became generous to God, as they became generous to bless other people, their crop changed. You see, money to them was not cash. Money to them was vegetables. You see, we always look at, well, all the church wants is your money. Listen now, there's so many values, and values are different in each country. Sometimes money is a cow. Amen? Sometimes money is, well, as it was in the Bible, salt. But here, this guy, they sowed, they gave their plants. And the next year, it's such a phenomenal video, as they actually showed it, the carrots were this big. Their cabbage was this big. Everything was double to triple the size because God, the God of the harvest, cannot lie, and his word is true. And whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And as we have sown, the God of generosity, not the God of lack, not the God of poverty, not the God of just getting by, not the guy I'm going to beat you in the head, but a God of love, the God of passion, the God of fierce love is going to come into your life and pour out a blessing in 2017 that you have never expected before. You see, God doesn't want to just bless you with what you can figure out. God wants to bless you with what you can't figure out so that he and he only will get the glory in your life. I believe without any question, 2017 is going to be the most generous year of your life in every facet. Generosity to you and generosity from you. Amen. I'm just excited. And so I'm going to stop there. Is that all right? Because I can preach 3 weeks of sermons right now. We want to bless you. We want to be generous to you. We have new t-shirts, new sweatshirts this year. Hold that. Nice, huh? The generous church. And you know what? When the community says, who are you? You're going to say, well, we're the generous church. Who's the church? You're the church. You are the generous church of God. And what do I mean about that? You're freely giving what is above expected or desired. You see, we are the people of God, and the testimony that we carry is powerful. We want to bless somebody with these. Is that all right? Well, throw it back. Throw it back. Pastor Obi, throw it, throw it.
We'll make it simple. We're going to have you run back 11 rows and over 25, Proverbs 11, 25. Whoever's the closest person to that, if there's nobody in that seat, go ahead. You got to run quick, Nick. You got to 11, start at that other side. Count 25 over. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Go, 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 go. 25 chairs. Row 11. Row 11. There's 25 chairs that go across. I'll count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 3, 2, 4, 2. Third row in, 11 back. No, all the way over to the furthest side, Nick. 11 rows back, third person in.
Third person in.
11th row back, third person in.
Well, hello. Really? Why don't you throw one? Boom. Very good. Go over there and throw one. Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry, hurry.
Right. Pastor's being extra generous right now. Go ahead. Go ahead. Awesome.
Yes. Shout, we're the generous church. This is the year of we are. Hallelujah. We're excited this year, and God's excited for you. And I want you to know that today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, there's no more generous individual than God Himself. That He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Our generous God gave His greatest gift for you and I. His name is Jesus. He died on our old rugged cross, but rose again on that third day. Why? So that you and I can accept Him as our Savior, our sins can be washed away, and we can become brand new men and women, fulfilling God's purpose for our life. With everyone bowing their head this morning and just asking the Lord where you are in 2017. First day, let's start it off right. Today, if you are not right with God, today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the generous Father is calling for you. You see, that's what I love about our God who's generous. He freely gives it. He's giving you His Son's blood freely. And He said, I want you to know me. I want you to walk with me. I want you to talk with me. I want a relationship with you. Not interested in religion. I want a relationship with you. Today, if you do not know Jesus as your Savior, and you want to grab a hold of this generous God who will change your life, I want you to raise your hand up this morning. I want you to say, I want the generous God. If you're not born again, you need to get right with the Lord. Slide your hand up right now. I'm not going to wait long. Come on, get your hand up. 5, 4, 3, 2, and last call, and 1. Let's all stand to our feet. I told you one of the shortest sermons you're ever going to hear. You witnessed a miracle this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You for the direction that You've given us for this year. God, at His Tabernacle Family Church, we only do 3 things. You told us only to do 3 things. To love You, to save souls, and to develop leaders. And God, this year in 2017, as we put our hand to the plow, we refuse to look back. God, we will give our lives generously to You. We will say, Father, take our lives, do whatever You want with it. Our lives are not our own. We've been bought with a price. So, Lord, we surrender fresh and new. We declare, Jesus, whatever ministry You want us in, how much time You want us to pray, how much time in the Word, God, You have our lives. Lord, I release blessing upon them this morning, upon your family this morning. God, as You are the generous God, You love to give generously. There are people in this room that have needs. God, there are people in this room that have cares and worries. Cast your cares upon Him this morning, for He cares for you. He's generous enough to grab it for you, for His burden is light. He wants to hold you and carry you. You need to recognize you're not going through this alone, that God is faithful to you. God, I thank you that generously you give healing. Generously, you help and heal the brokenhearted. Generously, God, you bring salvation and change our lives. Generously, God, you want us to be blessed financially, abundantly above all we could even ask or imagine. And Lord, this year as we share your nature, we ask that you will place it in our spirit, that we will not be givers, but we will be generous. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. The prayer team's coming around the front of the altar. If you need prayer for anything this morning, we want you to know they're here to lay hands on you, minister to you, love you. And you see, today, walk out and say, and tell 10 people that aren't born again, we are the Generous Church. Yeah.